All right. Hello. Welcome to the Spout Cast is what we are officially calling this. Mm-hmm. Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing great, Christian. How are you?
Doing great. I love that we kind of have an official name for this thing.
Yes, I do too.
And I did not create it.
Who did?
Well, we got an email last week from Steph Pugh.
Uh-huh.
And Steph had wrote, I love Spout Casting or whatever that may be.
All right, Steph.
It kind of stuck. Uh-huh. And here we are. We are now the official Well Community Church Spout Cast.
Nice.
If you've been listening to us, you know that we have a Facebook. It's facebook.com/SpoutCast where you can find us. We also now created a Twitter. At the Spoutcast.
Because
some like dork from North Carolina or something, he like his DJ name is Spoutcast.
Oh.
So he created a Twitter and wrote like two things.
Did you like send him hate mail?
I didn't send him hate mail.
Oh, okay.
But
we can do that later then.
Right. Also, before we get into our weeks, I just want to say that we are officially up on iTunes now.
Woohoo.
Woo woo. And all you have to do is go to iTunes and you click basically in the search bar, you just type in Spoutcast. We should pop up. And it's really easy to find us. One other thing that I want to say is the only way we're going to get more and more popular is if you basically tell your friends, right,
yeah.
Sarah? Sarah,
tell
have you told
friends.
Your friends?
Heck yeah, I have.
I have told a lot of my friends, including one of my friends, Taylor Allen, who doesn't even go to the Well, but he just loves listening because he's like, it's great informative stuff about maybe not things that he's learning at the Well, but other things that he's learning. Plus, he gets a good laugh in.
I have a friend that lives on the coast that does the same thing. She listens because she thinks we're funny.
Good.
And that's about it.
Some people, they go jogging or running for like an hour, and it's just a good, easy listen for an hour.
Yeah, totally easy.
So, Sarah, can you, one of two things, tell me the music we're going to be listening to today.
Okay.
And also tell me what you did this weekend.
Okay. Well, I'll start with the music. We're going to be listening to a friend of mine named Mikey Dell, and he is from Victoria, Canada. And I met him at Mount Hermon a couple years ago, and he is fantastic. You can find him on iTunes. So we'll be listening to him today. And my weekend, I had my friend from the coast come in and we had a great time. Went to Batter Up Pancakes.
You have a lot of friends from the coast.
No, it's the same one.
Okay.
I do have friends at the coast. They're all from Mount Hermon. But we went to Batter Up Pancakes. If you have never been, you need to go. Delicious pancakes the size of.
Sarah and I were talking about how today when you pour syrup on a pancake, right in the beginning, that it soaks into the pancake. And then you think, wait, where's all my syrup going? And so then you pour more syrup onto your pancakes.
Yes, definitely happens. Same with butter. I forgot to butter my pancake, and then I butter it, and it's like twice as much and twice as delicious.
Yes.
So we went to Batter Up. We did some really fun things. Went to Woodward Park and hung out. So that was fun. And then church yesterday was really good. So that was definitely a highlight. How was your weekend?
Excellent. I did something you're gonna laugh at. But
did you get a pedicure?
No, not this weekend.
Okay.
However, I'm an avid fantasy sports player. I'm not too good at the real thing.
You're going to say fantasy video games or
No. I'm an avid fantasy sports player. I'm not so good at regular sports, but I'm fantastic at fantasy sports.
Pretending you're playing the sport.
Exactly.
Good.
So
okay.
This weekend, I have been playing in the same league with 5 guys for the last 5 years.
Oh, wow.
10 guys for the last 5 years.
Okay.
And I only know 3 of them. And so we decided this year for the first time.
Did you find each other on cyberspace?
Well, no. This is even better. So we decided for the first time, let's do a live draft for a fantasy baseball team.
Okay.
And so we all got together in San Francisco, and people flew out from Seattle, from Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Just to participate in this crazy event. We had food catered for us.
That's so fun.
Yes. I was the league champion last year, and I got this I don't even know what word I was about to say, but like behemoth trophy basically. And it was huge, and it was a fun day. We drafted for 9 hours in San Francisco.
How does that take 9 hours?
Well, I don't really want to explain, Sarah, but it's just you do this weird kind of draft, like an auction type thing, and someone goes going once, going twice, and you go, I'll take him for $4, and then they
I'll
take him for
$5. Money into
yes.
it. Oh,
not
that's
real
fun.
Money, but it's, you know, it's fantasy
Monopoly money.
Okay. Fantasy money,
good.
Sarah.
I see. I understand. Plastic money.
So just to let you guys know, we're going to take a quick break, and then up next, we're going to read some emails from you guys. We're going to split this section into two because last time it was extremely long.
Our apologies.
Yeah, our apologies. But we're going to kind of split it up into two. So you're going to hear some music from Mike Edel.
Yep.
And then up next, we'll do some emails.
All right.
Thought too much about myself, not enough about you. I feel regretful about the things that I don't do.
All right, we are back, and this is kind of a new segment in a sense, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, you know, hopefully in the future we continue to get more and more emails, more and more things maybe on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
And we like to do shout outs, but we also like to read some emails that we get.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of tooting my own horn in a sense.
Oh, okay. Would you like to toot your own horn at this time?
Well, I'd like to toot our own horn.
Okay, good. That's great. Go ahead. Toot
I'm
away.
I'm sorry.
Toot, toot.
I'm sorry. So, we got an email, and this week we will give away. Let me actually talk about this really fast.
Okay.
Sarah and I have been trying to figure out what is a good prize to give away to our podcast listeners. Because for me, going to Starbucks every week and getting a $5 gift certificate and then mailing it to you, I think would be a little bit obscene for me to do. But what I like
obscene.
To do.
Obscene.
Absurd, maybe.
That's such a, like, big word. I mean, not big word, but like a dramatic word. This is obscene that I went to Starbucks.
It's pretty, well. I don't like going to Starbucks.
Oh, well,
so.
I'll do it. I go to Starbucks all the time.
Well, I figured it out. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I think
go
I
ahead.
Figured it out.
Go ahead, Christian.
Here's what I think we should do, because Amazon.com is this great website. I feel like everybody uses Amazon.com for one reason or another. And wouldn't it be cool to get $5 to Amazon.com? Wouldn't
that
you think it'd
be cool?
Now, I know people are like, well, what would I buy for $5? I don't know, but you'd save $5 on something you're about to buy.
That's right. That's shipping and handling right there.
Or you could buy a CD for $5. They always have Amazon MP3 is 10 times better than iTunes,
yeah.
Just to let everybody know. And that's a little shout out to Amazon MP3. But anyways, this week's winner for emailing us in, his name is Tim Thornton. And I actually know this guy. He is the father of basically a... His daughter is in the WSM,
okay.
Middle school. And his wife actually emailed us in last week and said she likes to do red shoes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
okay,
do you remember,
I remember
that? But in the future, what we're going to do is we're going to basically take whoever emails us in for that week. Doesn't have to be the first email. Doesn't have to be the last email. And we're just going to reach into a hat and pull out a winner each week. And each week you'll win a $5 gift certificate to Amazon, because that way I can email you a gift certificate for $5.
Yep, that's
so
great.
Tim, this week you will be getting $5 to Amazon. Buy yourself something cool on Amazon.
Something cool that's $5.
Or add it to your total.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, this is what he said. He said, Christian and Sarah, I want to read it. This is what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to read it as if I'm him.
Great. Okay?
And this is how he reads the email. Yo, Christian and Sarah, great job on the podcast. Makes the day go by quicker. Man, it's a nice supplement to the weekly sermon. It's always good to hear what others took away from it, and a good way to remind myself of the message throughout the week. Is it possible to he messed up when he was writing. Is it possible to subscribe to it on iTunes yet? Why, yes, Tim, it is possible to subscribe to it on iTunes. All you have to do is go on your search title button thing and click in what, Sarah?
Spoutcast. Is it the Spoutcast?
It's actually just Spout. You can
just
type in the Spoutcast, whatever. The only the before Spoutcast is really on the podcast Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So, but yes, Tim, you can find it on iTunes. He said, that sure would make it easier. For some reason, I couldn't get this episode to copy to my iPod from iTunes. Had to listen from the computer. Well, we fixed that just for you, Tim.
And we are so appreciative that you continue to listen, even though it was a little inconvenient to
absolutely,
listen from your computer.
Absolutely, but we're on our game now.
And he says, you got $5.
And you got $5. So here are his three favorite gems from Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what we talked about last week. His number three gem in Fresno is Chicken Man. Have you heard of Chicken Man?
Nope.
Chicken, ribs, and burgers. It's all good at Hughes and Weber.
That sounds great.
He literally wrote, it's all good. number two, Tim's number two Fresno gem was Irene's. I've been to Irene's many times.
Uh-huh.
A really good Tower District cafe. I'm a fan of Irene's as well. And the number one gem in Fresno for my main man, Tim Thornton, is Triangle Drive-In. not the best area of town, and you might see some interesting sights, but great charbroiled burgers and great fries at Belmont 99.
I've never heard of it.
I am beginning to sense that Tim is a big fan of the old burger joints, yeah, because Irene's Triangle and Chicken Man all have burgers.
Oh.
So Irene's has burgers, right?
I don't know.
I think they do. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I've Whatever. Actually never been there, but I've heard great
And then
things.
This is what he said at the very end.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And I'll read it as Tim. Christian, I've been to El Conchito Contento, and that was in your top three, which I believe translates to the happy pig, which I didn't know that. And he goes, about 15 years ago, I went and I haven't been back, and for good reason. Let's just say there was a little extra something special in my salsa that day.
Aww,
he didn't say bar. What, but I'm guessing an actual live pig was inside of his salsa.
Probably. That's a good assumption.
So, Sarah, you're going to read our next email.
Yep. Okay. This is from a friend of Christian and myself. Her name is Libby Lopez. Her email says, wow, what a great addition to my week, the Spout Podcast. Even if I didn't know you both as well or as long as I have, the podcast would still be enjoyable if you were totally strangers to me. Thanks, Lib.
Thank you, Libby.
That is so sweet.
That is so nice.
So nice. So funny and refreshing, although I would advise Christian to not cut off my favorite life group leader so often. That's because Christian cuts me off sometimes.
Oh, you're her favorite life group leader.
Well, yes. Yeah, okay. She's been in my life group for many semesters.
She could fantastic. Have been saying that I cut off Jane a lot as well, because Jane was on the first episode. But
right.
I want to make sure it's clear that you may not be her favorite life group
leader. I may or may not
Maybe
be.
Libby, you could clear that up for us.
Okay. Thanks, Libby. All right. Okay. So her top three are, okay, number three, Bella Bead Boutique on Blackstone and Herndon. And you can go and bedazzle your t-shirts, like your Fresno State football shirts. Number two, Don Pepe Taqueria.
Or Taqueria. It's like this place, Don Pepe. He's got a taco shop, but he also has like a high electronics type place where a lot of tech people come to.
We actually talked about Don Pepe in my life group, and I never heard of it.
The Taqueria or the Taqueria?
The Taqueria. And I also did not realize Don Pepe was like Spanish sounding, because I thought it was like Italian. Don Pepe.
Yeah, I can see how you can see that. I got it.
I got pretty harassed in life group, and we laughed about it for a long time. Okay, and the last but not least, Teasers,
Teasers is great.
She says, I know it's not that hidden, but I went there for the first time a few weeks ago and loved it.
I love Teasers. In fact, Jeff Bachman and I, the high school director, we avidly, or I don't even know if that's really a word, we often...
Avidly.
Yeah. We go to the... Teasers over the new one in River Park. Yes. The only thing is it's kind of expensive. That's the only
thing.
Yeah,
it's true. But it's worth it. Their vanilla chai, life-changing.
I get what is called an elephant chai there, which is bomb.com. Now, Sarah, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. But I know
Libby. We could always cut it out if you decide to go down a wrong path.
I know Libby very well.
Oh, actually. Right. How do you know Libby?
Well, I don't know her that well, but I'd like to think that I know Libby very well. Now, this is a small world, okay? I'll wrap this up quick.
Okay.
We'll move on to our next segment here.
Great.
Actually, I have one more email to read.
Okay.
But Libby and I go way back. In fact, we go back to the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade.
Wow.
Because
when Christian had long hair and black rimmed glasses.
Maybe we'll put a picture of myself back in the day on Facebook one of these days. But I knew Libby from a place called Camp Hammer, which was a camp I grew and loved.
Which was your number one.
Yes, but technically we haven't gotten to that segment yet, Sarah. So
oh, bummer.
We sometimes record out of order a bit, but Sarah blew it. She...
Dang it. That's sorry. All right. Maybe
it's
we all right. should cut that part.
Now people are going to already know what my number one is.
And they're going to
right.
stop listening.
I know. Anyways, Libby and I, we met each other up at Camp Hammer. And have you ever heard of a camp crush?
Have I heard of one or have I had one? Or
Both.
Have I been one?
All three, Sarah.
Yes, to all of the above.
Wow. Well, Libby Lopez was actually my Camp Hammer crush for three summers. And she may not remember it this way, but man, I really liked this girl. And I think we wrote letters back and forth like 2 years in a row.
That's
and then
precious.
The last, we went to the banquet together, the coveted banquet where you dressed up. And the last year there was a banquet and I decided not to go with Libby. And I think I hurt her feelings. I think I went with her friend, but I don't remember her friend's name. And so
really
it was
memorable.
Really random when I saw Libby at the well a couple years ago. And I was like, shut your mouth. And there was Libby. And I was like, "You're Libby." And she's like, "Yes, it's me." And we totally recognized each other and it was awesome. So Libby, thanks for being a listener to our podcast.
Thank you, Libby.
That's my little story. This is embarrassing.
Well, read the last email.
I'll read the last email.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Good transition. Here we go.
This is from our dear friend, Jeremiah Spears.
Oh, Jeremiah.
We got to get him in here. We got to get him
just,
in here.
Just for the sake of having Jeremiah in here.
Jeremiah.
I think he's wandering around the building right now.
I think he actually is. But Jeremiah kind of wrote this in backwards order, but I'll read this as though Jeremiah were reading this. Okay.
In his voice.
Number one. El Conchito Contento.
For sure.
Best food and prices in Fresno. So he matched my number one. That's his number one. Number two. Because he's a pretty excited guy,
yeah,
is he not? The ripe tomato. A little expensive, but they ask you your name and never forget it.
Jeremiah, the ripe tomato is fancy. I don't even think they give you menus. I think they just recite them to you. A man in a penguin suit just recites you the menu.
Well, I think he likes it because they ask for your name and they never forget it. And it's super great. But he says, it's super great. Because there's an explanation.
I had snails there one time when I was little.
You went there?
I did. Well, it was for whatever, but I ate snails.
I've never actually been there. But the ripe tomato was his number two. And then I guess this would be his number three. My number three, which is kind of a tie with my number two, is this little store in Old Town Clovis called Bear Creek Gifts and Cabin Decor.
I can only imagine what's in there.
Jeremiah, if you know nothing about Jeremiah, he loves what I would consider are called trinkets in a sense, or things of this nature that you could most likely find at Bear Creek Gifts and Cabin Decor. Decor, whatever.
Yeah.
He says, I love this place. It makes me want to own a log cabin in the woods. we thank you, Jeremiah, for your contribution to the Spoutcast every
week.
Thank
you, Mr. Spears.
So please remember to email us in with your top three, which we will get to, which Sarah already spoiled a little
bit. No, they don't know. They don't know what the top three is.
I guess they don't know what the top three is, but we like for you guys to email in your top three this week. And this week's top three, which we'll get to with Dave, is the top three jobs we wish we had when we were 16.
Yep.
And email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. We will read your emails over the air in this segment.
Or you can put it on Facebook.
Or you can put it up on Facebook.
Or tag us in a tweet.
There you go. All of the above. But we, up next, we'll be doing a little bit of sermon feedback. And we'll get to that in a second. Back.
Hello.
And we're going to do some sermon feedback here. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, did you listen to the sermon this past week?
I did.
You did. This is going to be sad, okay? I listened, but I actually didn't listen. I didn't go to a service on the weekend. I listened over the podcast because I was working on Sunday. I had a premarital counseling on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Plus, I was just really tired from the draft. The big
Totally
draft.
Took a lot out of you.
I know, but I did listen to the sermon and so we can kind of talk about maybe our thoughts, kind of what we got out of
Great.
It. But I was not actually there for the response that Brad did. I'd seen it happening while I was at junior high, but I did not participate in that response, but I saw it going on while I was doing junior high. What can you maybe run us through the response in a little bit?
You entered the building, the people on the First Touch team gave everyone a small little burlap sack.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the sermon, during the last set of worship songs, we had everyone walk up to the front and grab two white stones that were all on tables. And they're kind of dusty. And then you'd walk up to a pot. There's a pot in the middle of the sanctuary.
And they mic'd up the pots.
And
did
they,
you know that?
Yeah, they did put a mic in the pot. And what those stones represented was your Nineveh. Or the thing that you're running from, the thing that you are working through in your life. And as you put one in the pot, you're kind of telling, Lord, I repent from my sin in this area. And I am I'm going to pursue this Nineveh or whatever it was. And then you keep one for yourself, and also...
And you put it in the burlap.
And you put it in the burlap. That's right.
And the burlap, in a sense, represented... there's a part in Jonah where it essentially said they repented from their evil ways wearing sackcloth.
Yeah.
And that sackcloth was kind of to say, look, Lord, I'm going to do what you are asking me to do. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to repent from my evil ways, from my evil thinking, whatever mm-hmm. that may be. And I'm going to do what you want, putting on this sackcloth.
Yeah. And the sackcloth, it also represented mourning. Like, right. So yeah. Yes. So they're mourning over this. So like we get the sackcloth so we can remember to like mourn over our sin and then mm-hmm. walk in obedience. Like,
exactly.
like Jonah did. And then the cool thing about the stones is that there's a story, I think in Joshua, where they would build a memorial of sorts of stones to remember, like, this is what, like, God did something here, and to remember what God did. So as we take the rocks home, we remember, oh, God did something in my life through this series.
Yeah, basically the rocks symbolically represent basically an issue that God is placing on people's hearts in a sense. And you're right. I think, what did you say, Joshua?
And
Yes, you're right. Correct. And so, I thought the response was a great addition to mm-hmm. the service. And me peeking out at the 5 o'clock service, watching it happen, it seemed like people were really responding.
Yeah. And something I really like about the well is that we kind of reach out to all different types of learners, because mm-hmm. some people just listen to a sermon and they hear it. Some people read the word and they're learning, or some people need tactile, like to see and feel what's going on. And that's how they remember. And so I love that our church kind of reaches all different kinds of modes of learning.
Yeah. In junior high, we oftentimes will just like not do worship, because I think a lot of people worship in different ways mm-hmm. and will allow these students to worship in maybe a different way. And sometimes worship can be in just a response time with God, just thinking about what you're like, what's going to change from the message you heard, or maybe through prayer or whatever. And so I love that the well decided, you know what, we're going to do a response time through this message. And the message in its entirety was really about, did Jonah really get what God wanted him to get? And in the Ripple this week, there was a question that said, one of the biggest questions in this book was, did Jonah get it? And after kind of working our way through the book, Sarah, what do you think? Do you think that Jonah kind of got this idea of being obedient to God, but more than that, loving what God loves and loving the people that God loves, no matter what they do, kind of no matter what their lifestyle is, no matter the things that they've done evil in this world, do you still love those people? Do you think Jonah got that?
I don't think he did. Because the at the end of the book, he's kind of fighting with God about these people. And unless am I on track? Did he not get it? I think the answer is no, he didn't get it. Or am I wrong?
I would disagree with you.
Okay, good.
And I think that, in a sense, I don't know if Brad necessarily said it, but I think maybe the way that I kind of heard it was he did get it. And I think it just took him a really long time to get it. I'm not saying that as like, you're wrong, Sarah.
No, no.
But I'm asking, I think it's asking a question of, do you think he got it? And I think the truth is, we don't know.
Right.
But it's really a personal thing, because the book of Jonah kind of abruptly ends.
Right.
And you're not really sure, but it is interesting. And Brad kind of focused on the part where Jonah kind of is all upset at God, because God made him go all this way to basically say 8 words, repent, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever. And then he does these 8 words, and then Jonah's like, I knew you would do that, God. Like, what's your problem? You made me come all this way just to say this. But I think God and him, in a sense, we don't know this, but I think they, in a sense, worked it out, you know?
Yeah.
And I really think that Jonah, if anything, I think he saw where God was coming from. And these people deserve God's love more than anything.
Yeah. So this will be the time when you're the black and I'm white, because we see different things on this issue. Because I don't think he got it. Because I think at the end of the book, it does end abruptly. And I don't see a lot of resolution, but there may have definitely been resolution within Jonah and the Lord. But I just, based off of what I see, I don't see a ton, which there's tons of times where I don't get it. And I don't get like, and I'll just kind of give up in a situation like, fine, Lord, fine, take it. I don't understand what you're doing, but oh, fine, you know.
But do you think that by you giving up and by you saying, God, I don't understand what you're doing, but I'm going to go along and do it anyways, don't you think that that's, in a sense, getting it?
I think, I don't know if his heart was there. I think he may have just, at least for me, my heart's not always there. I just kind of fine. And I unwillingly relinquish whatever it is. And so in a sense, yeah, I think maybe in that sense he did get it because he did surrender. Mm-hmm. And that is a form of, you know, showing, Lord, I do trust you because I'm surrendering right now. But I don't think he ever, I don't see that he says, okay, God, I trust you. And maybe it's just the willing heart that I'm looking for. Mm. But he does get it. I mean, he does do it.
Right. He does do it. And I really am not going to push back on you because I can't say for sure, you know, the Bible's unclear on that. But I think what's cool is that Brad really continued to bring up the idea that we talked about last week about kind of what is your Nineveh in a sense. And you were telling me a little bit earlier, just even Brad referring to, you know, the Ninevites or whatever as those people, and who are mm-hmm. those people in today's society? Mm-hmm. Kind of what we were talking about a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
You want to?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's people where for me, those people are maybe the people that aren't really, they're harder to love. Maybe yeah. someone who doesn't naturally flow in my circle of friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think like, oh, if they like my flesh sees that, oh, this person's really hard to love. So instead I should be thinking like, praise the Lord, they're understanding things of him. They're in the word. And mm-hmm. instead of focusing on maybe the harder stuff, look at the grace that he's given them and the mm. like, and praise him for that. And that's where our joy should be, is in like what God's doing and not what.
Yeah. I think something that we can all learn from this message, mm-hmm. and Brad brought it up a little bit, is I think initially when I first heard about just talking about the city of Fresno or even just the people of God, I started thinking, well, yeah, you're right. I think it's tough to love people that aren't culturally the same as you, or maybe they're downtown Fresno, whatever that may mm-hmm. be. But I think Brad brought something up that's really good, of there's people in this world, not in Fresno or not just in Fresno, but I think in the United States and the world, that just do horrible things. Mm-hmm. You know, there are rapists out there, are pedophiles out there, all of the above. And I'm not saying we have to be best friends with them. And I don't think Brad was saying that either. But I think there is something to say for Jonah, for God telling Jonah, look, I want you to love these people that essentially skin other people for sport, in a sense, you know? Yeah. And I really believe that God is calling us not just to love the people of the city, but to love people in general, mm-hmm. even those people that are unimaginably, how could you love that person for what they've done, in a sense? How could you show that person grace?
Yeah. And something I was thinking of, and I think Brad hit on it really well, is that we are just as undeserving of God's love as these people are.
Absolutely.
Like without Christ, we are just as gross as them. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important to keep that perspective that there's that quote, like at the ground is always level at the cross. Like we all come, no one's higher than the other because I've never killed anyone. Therefore I'm more eligible.
But
for
what's
God's
sad
grace.
Is that the reality of the thing, Sarah, is that the world believes that they are on a higher level.
Oh,
than
absolutely.
Other people. And Christians believe, maybe this is me just spouting off or whatever, but I feel like a lot of Christians believe that because I haven't done this, I deserve God's love more.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? And I just think that that's not a path. I don't think you should go down.
And
you know?
That's a works-based righteousness. Look at all the good things I've done, Lord. Now I get love. Yeah. And that's
but
not.
In the reverse of a works-based righteousness, even me thinking, or the average well attendee thinking, well, that person, it doesn't deserve God's love because of what they've done. It's almost this reverse, like works. Maybe you don't think about the works that you do and you're like, mm-hmm. well, I deserve God's love because I do this. But that person doesn't deserve God's love because they do that.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
It's
the same truth, but just said backwards. Like it's backwards. So it's easily hidden.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it's really like,
and going back to the messages that Brad gave before the Jonah series, it's by faith alone. It's, you know, and it's not anything else. And I love that. I love that series we did in
Galatians.
Yeah. It's just by faith alone. And that's really cool. I guess the last thing, just kind of sum, I guess, the Jonah series up, is Sarah and I have just been talking in the Well staff and all of the above, is just, what are you planning on doing in response to this I Am Jonah series? And kind of, what is your Nineveh, and how are you going to, in a sense, attack that? How are you going to be obedient to God's call?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so sir, you don't have to share, but I've shared a little bit about my family and just what's going on there. And it's just been cool to watch me be obedient and God really work on my family and work through the kinks of a family. And I really believe I don't have just one Nineveh. I think there's a lot of things God's doing and stirring in my life, my wife in my life. I don't know if that's proper grammar, but whatever. And it's just cool to watch some other people at the well. Like, I just had a conversation with a listener of this podcast. His name's Chris, and he's just really feeling like God is pushing him in the direction of possibly leading or heading up or doing a life group full of guys in the middle school ministry, just guy leaders, because we don't currently have that right now. And he's just like, man, I want us guy leaders to be on the same page, and I want to do this. And he really feels like this is what God is calling him to. And it's just cool to see people be obedient to God's call. In a
yeah,
sense.
Definitely. There's area, like, I agree with you. I have multiple Ninevehs, and I think every week there was kind of a new thing that he would lay in my heart. So that's what I was thinking of, is like, because of this series now, I can't just ignore those things that he puts in my heart. Like, I need to actually pursue it, even though it might be uncomfortable to sit in it or to think through whatever conviction he's laid on my heart. It's easier just to put on the back burner, but I want to sift through those, and I want to walk through those and figure out what the Lord wants me to do in those situations.
And so if you're a listener out there and you basically, you have your Nineveh, we just kind of maybe ask, if you want to email in, you don't have to, but just what are you planning on doing as a response to this I Am Jonah series? Mm-hmm. And if you're comfortable enough sharing about your rock and what did that represent? What did you throw in that piece of pottery, and what did you put inside of your sackcloth?
Sarah,
this is just a total side note, but the well got this really cool email. I think you may have gotten it from the Fresno Beehive. And it was just really cool, really encouraging. Just a guy who came to church and was just basically saying how much he loved just the service and kind of what we did in the response portion of the well. And we don't always do responses at the well, but I think when we do, they're very powerful and they can affect people who've never been there before. So we're going to take a quick break, but if you do have a response to the I'm Jonah series, please email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. and up next, we're going to do some things to do this weekend plus some current events.
Here's Mikey Dell. Yeah,
there you go.
If it goes on like this, my head will sink down. Lower to my chest. If it goes on like this, soon there will be nothing left.
All right, we are back. And right now we're going to do some current events and some maybe things to do this weekend with your family in Fresno. Hopefully this past weekend with all the rain and stuff, you maybe saw, what was the movie I promoted? The middle school movie.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Yeah.
I did not see it, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. It got good reviews and it made a lot of money this weekend. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. But maybe some current events that you should know about here in Fresno, or whatever that may be. If you don't live in Fresno, maybe it's Clovis
or surrounding areas.
Yes. There is a couple, we'll call them play areas or theaters in a sense.
Theater venues.
And there's the Roger Rockas and there's the Second Space Theater. And this isn't really a world event or anything like that. But currently the Roger Rockas Theater, which I am a huge fan of. I'm actually a bigger fan of the Second Space Theater.
Really?
But Roger Rockas is fine. I just don't have the money to buy the dinner there.
Yeah.
So we just see the shows.
Yeah.
And the play that is happening right now, just started the other day, is actually called I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. And it's a musical, which Sarah informed me. But I've actually done a lot of research on this and done a little bit of reading on this play or musical. I'm actually looking forward to it because I would say my wife and I try and catch maybe every other show at the Second Space or Roger Rockas, and they're always fun. And this one looks really fun, and it's kind of a big thing happening in Fresno. The reviews are great for it.
Good.
And the only thing is it's rated PG-13. So
maybe it's a date for mom and dad, not
yes,
a family.
Maybe a date,
thing.
Or maybe if you have a child over 13, you should take them. But we really think Plays are always fun, and I feel like they're always family friendly.
Oh yeah, I love. I probably my number four. Have we already done top threes?
Places to work in Fresno. No, we've still not done top threes.
Okay. Well, now you've already said it. Okay. Okay.
The people listening know that the top threes are the top three jobs you're going to have when we're 16. But we currently
have not gone
through those with Dave.
Shoot.
We recorded with Dave a little earlier because he was on a tight time schedule.
We just did this all out of order and it
messed
me
all up. Sarah is just blowing it right now.
Okay. Well, a secret passion of mine, I'll just go a whole different route, is I would love, love, love to be on Broadway.
Wow.
Yes, it's a little known fact. I love, well, maybe if you know me really well, it's not really a little known fact. So going to Roger Rockers is really fun because I like watching and I would like to do Roger Rockers one day.
You should try out.
I would love to. It's just a big time commitment. So
absolutely. I would be, I mean, everybody wants to be an actor or whatever, but I really don't know if I'd want to be in movies if I ever did acting. I'd love to do things like Second Space or whatever. I think it's fun, and I don't know. But the play coming up is called I Love You, You're Perfect,
right.
Now Change, and it's a musical. If you want to go see that with your family, that's awesome.
And
that's
the food is really good at Roger really Rockus.
But you don't have to pay for the food because it's like $45 for a ticket. But you can pay like $17 for just a show ticket.
Oh, okay.
And really, if you're going to see a 3D movie at the Regal Cinemas, it's about the same price.
Oh,
so
okay.
Totally worth it. Another, I'd say, a current event going on. And sometimes we'll talk about things going on in the world, or sometimes we'll talk about things that I think most people in the world care about. Maybe not Sarah, but...
Oh, I do care about the world. I just don't always know what's going on.
No. This you may not just know about.
Oh, okay.
But the baseball season starts this Thursday.
Right.
So I don't think you care too much about this.
Well, I care because my friends care.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. That's like when people say, like, oh, a Jason Mraz album's coming out. And I hate Jason Mraz.
You do?
But I know, hate's a strong word. But everyone's like, oh, Jason Mraz album coming out. I'm like... Well, yeah, you know, like,
good
and
for
I
you.
Care because you guys care, but I'm not going to go and buy it.
Well, I like watching baseball games, actually. It makes me feel very patriotic.
Yes, it's and very
American-like.
Sport. See, yeah. I don't watch baseball, but baseball is fun. I'm an Oakland A's fan. I know there's lots of Giants fans that go to the well.
Mm-hmm.
They're real happy. But there's also, you know, people who like other teams at the well. But irregardless of the baseball season starting, it's really fantasy baseball season starting, which is kind of a big deal.
Which is a big deal for Christian and his world.
It's a lot. Okay. I was grand champion last year. That's a big, big
Can I ask
big
how
deal.
Much money you won? Oh, fake money. But the fake money.
Oh, well,
maybe not. Oh,
well,
okay.
At the well, we don't condone gambling.
But
or
it's fake
like
money.
Well, the fake auction money is fake.
Oh, okay,
but
never
you actually
mind.
Do,
well,
you actually
you
way
actually,
to bring this up,
I'm
Sarah.
I'm so sorry. We should just delete this.
You actually
section.
Do give money to be in the league, and then at the end of the year, you can win money at the. It's very small chump of change. You win about $100.
Oh, okay.
It's small compared to what other people can win, like grand or whatever.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Sorry.
But it's more fun. Okay.
Yeah.
The amount of hours you put into it really doesn't equate the amount of money you would win at the end of the year.
Right.
But way to blow it. Yeah, Sarah. I do make a little bit
fired.
Of money on the side.
I may not
be
on the podcast next week.
So yes, baseball season is up. If you care about that, check out games this Thursday. If you know any things to do in Fresno or current events, you should let us know on Twitter or on Facebook. But if you did subscribe to the newspaper this past weekend, there was basically the Fresno Magazine Awards. Do you know what those are?
Oh, yeah.
Those all came out this weekend in your local newspaper.
I didn't see them.
And you can probably find them at local shops in those little like free newspaper things.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of cool things in Fresno to do in there.
Yeah.
And something I did notice is that the Clovis Rodeo is coming up here pretty
yes.
soon.
Yes. And Big Hat Days. That's
yeah,
the current event.
Yeah. Big Hat Days. I feel like,
it's this weekend.
Yeah. This weekend.
Yep.
And that's in Clovis as well.
Super fun.
I don't know what that is. You want to tell me what that is?
I love Big Hat Days. It is in downtown Clovis or Old Town Clovis. And you have to wear your biggest cowboy hat.
Oh, wow.
They have
a
lot
have
of.
One.
Oh, you're not welcome in Clovis. There are lots of vendors and there's caramel popcorn or kettle corn everywhere. There's rides for the kids. There's usually like live music around, a lot of food vendors, kind of like a mini fair, but also
awesome.
Where it's a time for like local vendors to come out with like antiques and the
okay.
all like handcrafted stuff is out
now,
there.
Now, if I don't wear a big hat, Do I not get in?
No, you are allowed to come.
Okay.
Yes. And
I have a big head. Does that count?
Maybe you can make your hair look like a hat and then no one will know the difference.
Maybe. Well, if you're looking for something to do as a family as well. Yeah. I read about this in the Fresno magazine, are things to do in
Super
Fresno.
Super fun. Yeah.
That's cool. Thanks for updating on that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So Sarah, up next. Even though this happened already, this is a futuristic thing in the episode. Up next, we are going to be talking with a friend of mine named Dave Obwald, and he has some exciting things going on at the Well. But he's also going to share with us his top three jobs he wished he had when he was 16.
In case you hadn't got that already,
yeah, because Sarah's blown it at least six times. Thanks
sorry.
A lot.
There's
no way that I can think of ever get me out. To the point there are no tears. If it goes on like this, my head will sink down, down lower to my chest. If it goes on like this, soon enough, goes on like this, my head will sink down, down lower to my chest.
All right, so we are here with my friend and yours, Dave Obwald. Dave, how are you?
Man, I'm great. Yeah. Blessed to be on the podcast. This is a treat. I had to confess, though, that
what's
I haven't listened to the podcast yet, but I'm going to be a faithful subscriber at this point.
Good.
As
good.
Well as the rest of
we
us from
grace
the Well.
Here. We
yeah,
practice
we do,
grace.
Yeah, we do practice okay. grace here. But Dave, you need to know that if you really want to be a fan, you have to start referring it now as the Spoutcast.
Mm-hmm. Proper sorry. Name.
Yeah. We're going to CC that, trademark it.
Oh,
so,
totally.
Yeah,
okay. But it's confessions and apologies then.
Yes, exactly.
Repentance is also appreciated.
So, Dave, I brought you in here this week because I really want to get the scoop on what's going down at Fig Garden right now. We know that we've been hearing at kind of all the campuses there's been some changes going on at Fig. And who better to bring in than the guy who's over at Fig who really knows what's going on over there. So I guess my first question is what's going on over at Fig?
Man, well, lots is going on over Fig. And the fun piece of it is that, you know, just we are in some transition season. And, you know, we kind of have been at Fig, you know, in the history of the Well, actually, for a while. And the cool thing is that God continues to bring kind of a multitude of people there that are just take an initiative for others. And so that campus has kind of morphed over the season. So you've had transition from, you know, the Well going to the North Campus and then, you know, a remnant of folks staying at Fig and kind of anchoring down and making that campus the first multi-site. Well, and then you had this sense of folks that were at the Cross Church that, you know, then became a part of the Well and just what flavor and just impact they've brought as they become a piece of what's going on at Fig. And then, you know, I was a campus pastor over at Southeast Campus for a while, and it was, you know, we're rocking over, come on, over in Southeast Fresno, and a place that I would say is still very near and dear to a lot of the folks that are hanging at Fig's heart. Mm-hmm. And so through some different transitions there, we brought a whole slew of people over from the Southeast Campus and started meeting at Fig. And so that transition happened around, I'd say, September-ish is when we did that.
Yep.
And then we've kind of lived in that world now for a season where we've had kind of an extended southern view of the city together as a campus.
Cool.
And also what's been amazing in that time is to see just folks continuing to step up in leadership. You know, folks that maybe, you know, a season ago would have gone, you know what, I don't have anything to offer. I don't know how God might use me. And just that whole idea of, man, we've all got a loaf and a fish, and I'm going to offer what I've got. And it's just this... there's a cool sense of that happening on the campus right now collectively.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and then now kind of within all that, you know, transition continues to happen at Fig.
Yeah. And the Well is, I would say, a very transitional place. There's a lot of changes always happening at the Well.
Right.
And I feel like if you go to the Well, you kind of know that. And so you're on board with whatever changes.
Absolutely.
And if you don't like change, you'll figure it out really quickly.
Yeah. And I'll be first to raise my hand that I did not come from a place of enjoying change. And so God's kind of worked on me over time and just being okay with like, all right, God, you're the one in control. I don't have to be the one in control. And so within all this, I've gotten to run with Shay as a partner here at Fig for, you know, for a season. Even before that, as a fellow campus pastor, just getting to know him and his heart and the transition that's kind of happening right now and we're in the midst of is that Shay's wife's mom, Tiffany's mom, had been diagnosed on Christmas Eve with terminal cancer. Mm. And so from that moment, him and I and a few other folks just started processing that together. You know, they told her she had 6 months to live and just wrestling with, do we live that out here?
Yeah.
Or, you know, and they just got called to come to Fresno a couple of years ago from Texas. Where
Shay and I actually moved out about the same time, February, March time. So.
Absolutely, yeah. And so him going, all right, that was God's call on my life and my family's life. And we knew that that was going to entail some hard pieces along the way, but this feels a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And so started processing all that, what that looked like. And well, a few weeks ago now, Tiffany's mom passed away. Mm. And then within that, him going, all right, now what does this mean? As I have Tiffany has a family back home that in many ways has been shattered by this event, and they see ministry opportunity all around place, which is huge.
Yeah.
And so wrestling with, all right, God, does your will change? Mm. Or do we just have seasons where we need to respond and this was a game changer and we need to do what we need to do and we need to go be faithful? And so watching a guy faithfully wrestle with this and wrestling with him alongside of him, and I'd just say, I mean, kind of a side note, watching a faithful follower of Christ wrestle with pain is a painful and honorable thing to do, because you see a guy's character come out in suffering. And as they fasted and they prayed together and ultimately having to make a hard call, not the easy call. The easy thing would be to do is to stay.
Definitely.
Yeah. And even going along with what we're learning in Jonah and things like that, the easy thing is to go in the opposite direction.
Absolutely.
But what we kind of see here is someone being obedient to God's call, in a sense.
Yeah.
And which is awesome.
Absolutely. And so obedience for Shay a couple weeks ago finally settled the call and went, all right, we need to go.
Yeah.
We need to go back and we need to invest in a new and different way with a family that's been rocked.
Yeah.
And so, they're heading out. So Shay's final Sunday with us is this Sunday.
That's right.
And, man, I think we're in for a treat in many ways, because
I'll never forget his first message at the well, which was the father message.
Yeah.
Which I'm not even a dad, but I was just like, I was in tears. I was like, good Lord.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Shay's a guy who wears his heart on his sleeve.
For sure.
And you haven't been around that guy and not known that this is a guy who loves Christ, and it just bleeds out in everything he does. And so I anticipate this Sunday to be the same. And one where we're just going to see, if Brad calls him the fiery Irishman, but he's just going to, just going to throw it, you know, and what God puts on his heart, which is going to be from Scripture, and it's going to be great. But so within that
what's kind of happened with you then?
Yeah. So with that, when Shay decided that, you know, he felt like, man, God's calling me, you know, back to Texas. And so he and Brad both came to me and said, all right, Dave, you ready? You know, you came from Southeast and now you're at Fig. And man, we didn't understand that whole transition and what God was doing within that. You know, because even for me, that was a hard transition, because my heart, I mean, I live in Southeast Fresno and my heart was with that campus.
You're an
FPU
Sunbird.
I'm an alumni and got the bumper sticker.
Yeah,
and whatnot.
Well, I got all that too. So.
The gear, man. But then now seeing, all right, God, you've got the bigger picture in mind, and we got to be faithful in the time that you call. And so with that, just going, all right, let's go. And so I'm stepping up as campus pastor and we're going to run. And so the amazing thing is to see what God has lined out and in place. If it depended on me, man, Fig's host, you know? And so, but it doesn't depend on me. It depends on Christ and it depends on the army of people that he's put together as his body.
Absolutely.
And so collectively, man, God's doing something at Fig and will continue to, and God used Shay in a mighty way for a season. And now the investment that he's made will not go in vain. It's going to continue on with a lot of people that he's poured into. But but ultimately, we got our chief shepherd in Christ, and he's going to be guiding us in the season to come. And so there's a good sense of movement and just where things are going. There's some fun stuff happening in a lot of different environments over at Fig. And so
something that's cool is like what I saw over at Fig, just being an attender of Fig, is watching some people from the Cross just transition to the well, and how Shay was such a big part of that transition as well. And just really how Shay would call it, had to climb a lot of mountains that he maybe didn't want to climb, but it's been cool to see people who are from a generation of a church kind of be able to experience something new and be able to experience the new well and what that looks like for them. And it's cool to see a lot of them on board as well. And so you get to inherit some of those peeps. Mm-hmm. And, that's awesome.
No, I'm excited.
Are you looking forward to this transition, or is it a little scary, a little nervous, or?
You know, man, if I'm honest, sitting in my flesh, nervous, right?
Yeah,
you know, it's stepping into a guy's shoes who's, man, Shay's great. If you've heard him teach in residency, if you've heard him teach on a Sunday,
right.
He has a way of communicating the word of God that is fresh and is challenging. Mm-hmm. And he's got just this gift of a prophet that you just can't sit there and not love Jesus more right. by being around this guy. Now, so the intimidating thing is I'm not Shay. You know, I'm different. And a good different. A good, absolutely.
In my opinion,
thank
a good
you.
Different.
Thank you, Christian.
Because I went to
that.
Southeast and... Man, I thought you did such a great job at Southeast. I loved going. My wife and I, we went for like 2 months, and then all this transition happened. But yeah. I was a big fan, loved going. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm stoked to be a part of FIG now, and I love Shay, but it's going to be cool to have you kind of step up and be there and be a face to the place in a sense.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Absolutely. And so, you know, within that, yeah, I'm going to lead different, but I'm excited, you know, if I can get... And it's great because I get to remind the whole congregation, right? Because, you know, we all kind of sit in some human fears at times.
Right.
The human fears are, oh, you know, like, what are people thinking and how is this going to look out?
Right.
But man, if Christ is living through us and in us and he's made us able for whatever he's calling us to, we're going to be great. And if
Absolutely.
I can get over, I mean, just like Jonah, right? If Jonah could get over himself and let God be the one that he follows and let God's will be the one that he listens to versus our own, like, stuff that we all kind of carry,
right,
and we're gonna be great. So that side, man, in the spirit, I'm fired up.
For sure.
Is there times where I'm looking around and going, okay, God, you're gonna have to make me able? Absolutely. But that, I mean, aren't we all kind of in that at different points? And so,
for sure.
But then, you know, I've got Andrew File, who's gonna be kind of joining the team.
He's
over
a good
at Fig.
We will miss him at Clovis.
I appreciate you gifting him to us as well. Or I don't know if we stole him or you gifted him. I don't know how that works. But...
You know, we'll talk about something else. No, just kidding.
But yeah, like Andrew, you know, just a guy who's kind of sat in that role as missions director, who kind of lives down the street from Fig and is going to be coming over and, you know, really shepherding the team or the groups that we have, life groups and whatnot. A great partner in that.
Yeah, so, I'm excited for the transitions over at Fig. And now, Dave, you are not you don't live in the Fig area right now, correct?
I don't, no.
And do you know, like, places in the area of Fig? Are you familiar with the Fig Garden Shopping Center?
Absolutely. I actually grew up down the street from Fig.
Oh, you did?
So, yeah. No, I was a Fresno High guy growing up, and so that was kind of my stomping ground, was right around that old Fig, kind of Fresno High Tower area.
Yeah.
And so
Fresno High is, it's just kind of right in the middle of, I feel like, everything. You're about 5 minutes from everything.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Now, Dave, I don't know if you knew this, but there's a Jamba Juice over at the Fig Garden area. And I hate Jamba Juice. And do you want to know why I hate Jamba Juice?
I would like to know why you hate Jamba Juice.
Well, when said no. No.
No.
I don't care.
Nah, I'm really not interested, actually.
Okay, well, then next thing.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, for me, my first job was at Jamba Juice, okay?
Yeah.
And I guess growing up when I was 16, I just had this thought of like, this is what I want to do. This is the job I want to have. I'm sure we all had that.
Yeah.
And I applied to about 50 other jobs, and the only job I got was Jamba Juice. And so I had a bitterness towards that job.
You felt like it was a leftover.
It was a leftover, Dave.
I'm sorry, Christian.
So, Dave, but what I want you to know is that in the spirit of Jamba Juice and Fig Garden and all that
Absolutely.
It entails, is we thought of this great idea to do basically our top three in a sense, jobs we wish we had when we were 16.
Okay.
So, Dave, we do top threes all the time. I like top threes.
It's a good number.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's an easy number.
It's
and so what we want to do is just the top three jobs we wish we had when we were 16. So do you wish you had some jobs when you were 16?
I didn't really want to have a job when I was 16, but...
You wrote some down.
I wrote some down.
Deal. Good. Good. Sarah, so you have some top three jobs, and I have some top three jobs that we wish we had. And they can really be anything.
No, for sure.
So here we go. Top three jobs we wish we had when we were 16.
Absolutely.
Sarah, start us off.
I think I really wanted to work at Old Navy.
Really?
I like folding clothes.
Wow.
Or I like my achiever likes nice lines and doing it all perfectly and stuff, or at least I used to. And that's what, and I loved Old Navy, so I really wanted to work there. I applied, did not get the job.
Wow.
I know. Big sad
I'm sorry.
For me. I think I was probably 15 or so. And
Dave,
I've never
was that
had a job.
Your number three?
No. But I was gonna chime in. That was my wife's top job when she was in high school as well. She ended up working
so
there.
She
oh,
got,
wow.
She took my job at
she
Old
the
Navy.
Register
Son
that,
of
like,
a
her
God.
Deal
and
is,
registers.
Like, working
I love people and counting and, you know.
She's
I
perfect
just,
at that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Bummer.
You can talk
I'll
to her about
to talk
that sometime. Yeah.
Dave, what would your number three be?
My number three. There was a place in Fashion Fair Mall called Spoons. It was kind of a Chili's-esque type restaurant.
I
used to go in there. my family didn't go out to eat a ton, but that was like our treat place to go eat. And we'd go sit in there and you get all the good looking waitresses and waiters. Right. So, I'm thinking, man, this would be, maybe if I worked here, I'd be cool. Right. And well, so I needed some help at that point in my life. Right. Yeah. So, they wore the Hawaiian shirts and whatnot. And so, yeah, that was I would say definitely one of my dream jobs. Ended up working there in college.
Nice.
Wasn't as cool as I thought it was going to be, but back at 16, I thought it was going to be awesome. So,
my number three, I guess, dream job I wish I had when I was 16. I grew up in Davis, California.
Okay.
And Davis had this little record shop that was called Armadillo Music. And they were still one of the places that sold records and things like that. And now, Dave, I'm totally with you. You go to this place and you see all these cool people working there. Okay. And you're like, this would be cool to work here. And so there's a bunch of guys that are like, all tatted up and like, they're 18, 19 selling records. And I remember watching the movie Empire Records and I'm like, I want this job. You know what I mean? And I applied and he was like, this is like I literally turned in my resume. They didn't have applications. Yeah. And he's like, I'll never forget. He's like, sorry, brah, we're not hiring. And I'm like, okay.
Just made him that much cooler because he called you brah.
Yeah, so that didn't work out for me. But Sarah, what would be your number two?
I'm blanking on the restaurant name, but we just had one and they just closed right by Chipotle and Chick-fil-A.
Chipotle, Chick-fil-A.
What was that big, where they give you the
Not Tahoe Joe's,
no,
but
what's it called?
Oh, Clam Jumpers?
Clam Jumpers! Okay, I had big dreams of... going to the master's college and working at Claim Jumpers down the street. That was my huge dream, was to work at Claim Jumpers as a college student. Because
really
I could just see myself.
Had high hopes.
Really, Old Navy and a waitress. Hey. My number one is way cooler than these. Okay.
Okay, sure.
I really wanted to be a waitress at this really cool place and talk to cool people. Yeah. And I just thought that was the most glamorous job. I did not work there in college.
Dave, so. You're number two.
Number two. Again, high aspirations. Baskin Robbins.
Dave.
Yeah. I was dreaming big in my back at 16. No, Baskin Robbins was a dream job. My sister worked there, right?
Okay.
And Baskin Robbins equated to free ice cream. And so
totally.
I was a swimmer, constantly hungry. Ice cream was like the food of choice.
The healthiest food for swimmers.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you Michael Phelps, right? You look at what the guy eats and it's
right,
like five
exactly,
milkshakes a day,
exactly.
Right? Something works. And so, figured if I worked there, I could just sneak ice cream whenever I wanted it, legally, right? And it's great. So,
did you ever achieve that dream?
I never achieved the dream of Baskin Robbins, but I do eat a lot of ice cream still, probably more than I should.
I am sorry, Dave.
I know.
Okay, well, my number two was to work at our local movie theater, okay? And the saddest thing is like when I was 16, I wanted to work at a movie theater.
Yeah.
And it was, I would stop at nothing. And I'm not kidding. They had this 3-month policy where if you applied, you had to apply 3 months later. And so from 16 till I was about 17 and a half, every 3 months I turned in an application.
Damn.
And not once did I get that job. Lame.
Christian.
And Holiday Cinemas in Davis, you regret hiring me. All right.
If you only knew what you missed out on.
I know. The saddest thing is I had a buddy. His name was Craig. He applied once, got the job. And I thought, what was wrong with me? But it was all timing when you applied.
Absolutely.
So
sure. Timing.
If it was on
That's
passion,
you
would have had it,
you.
Christian.
Right. If it was like, if it was on passion, I would have. But I didn't get it. So I'm a little bitter. But let's just move on.
All right. All right. Okay,
Sarah, your number one.
My number one was I didn't wish to have this as a 16-year-old. I wanted to have this job for maybe 10 years of my adolescence. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a vice principal of a high school.
Wow.
That was my biggest. That was my biggest goal in life.
From
to be
Old Navy to vice principal.
I know. Well, because Old Navy was going to be the time filler until I could become vice principal.
Yeah.
So that was my dream for most of my life. And then I realized I don't want to teach. So
put a
there
kink in it a little
goes
bit.
That.
What about the vice principal role where you're like, man, that's what I want to do?
Well, I wanted that role, but you have to teach in order to get there.
But I know, but what were you thinking? Like,
why?
Man, that's great.
Well, because I like administration. I like being leading people, but I don't want to be the person in charge because I'll just mess the whole thing up. I want to be second in command. So vice principal, I mean, that's how I saw it back then. Now I see, vice principals do way more than that. But that's how I saw it, and that's what I wanted.
Fair enough. That
Dave,
works.
Your number one.
My number one. I actually got to do my number one. I think it was a 16.
You got to do a lot of your 16 jobs.
I know, actually.
All of your dreams came true. Right. That's
well, except for Baskin Robbins.
Oh, except for Baskin Robbins.
I know. We all can't have it all. But, yeah, no, it was to be a lifeguard.
Nice.
For whatever reason, I saw those folks when I was, like, growing up, and I'm like, that's great. You get to sit there. I burn easy, and so I thought, man, I could get a suntan. I didn't. I just got burnt more. But but yeah, no, I thought, man, that'd be a dream job. I love swimming, the whole deal. So, yeah.
Did you look like a peeling lizard?
Did I look like a peeling lizard? Mm-hmm. I had a lot of peel. I was a swimmer water polo, so my back was pretty much in a consistent form of some sort of shedding of some sort. But
I, like, only went to the pool to, like, when I was older, to, like, hit on the lifeguards. So,
like in Sandlot?
Well, not that bad, but in Davis, there was the community pool, and that's why I went. But I always appreciated lifeguards. You know, I never drowned or anything like that, but I was just so amazed that they could sit in a chair for 4 hours and be okay with that.
That amazed you?
I really
did. Wow, you were easily impressed.
It always messed with my sense of responsibility as well, right? Because all the other folks that I work with were lifeguards could care less.
Right.
And I'm looking at, 100 kids in a pool, and I'm like, one of them's going to drown. And so I'm eyes peeled. I was the responsible guy,
good.
You know? And
good
so,
for you, Dave.
Yeah.
You had your goggles on at all times.
I did. I was ready.
With your whistle
ready.
In the mouth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I will do my number one. My number one was there was this special place in my heart when I was 12, 13, 14, 15, and even 16 was a camp called Camp Hammer. And I still talk about it today. We send our junior hires there. Yeah. Love this place. But when I was 16, all I wanted to do was to be a counselor at Camp Hammer. And man, I had great counselors growing up there when I was a camper. And I thought, I want to be a counselor at this place. And so I applied the second I was 18. But when I was 16, you really couldn't be a counselor. Yeah. There, but I wanted that job so bad, and I applied when I was 18, and I got the job, and I was so happy. And it's just one of those, you can make a movie out of it. It was just, I was so triumphant. Wow. And side note, I was so excited to get this job that I was, the day that they put the hey, we're accepting applications online, I left school and I filled out my application. It was the only day I ever ditched school just to fill out my application. That's and it was really, I was really proud of myself. So
that's great, man. I sense this persistence in you, Christian. That's a good thing, man. When it
comes to very persistent. I'm a persister.
You get
so,
what you want.
I'd like to get what I want, but oftentimes that doesn't happen.
No.
So it's okay. Yeah. Dave, I really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, guys.
I really like you, Dave. And you, a lot of people say Dave is not a funny guy, but Dave, in my mind, is a really funny guy. And just the fact that you wanted to work at Baskin and Robbins.
It's kind of like a backwards compliment. A lot of people say you're not a funny guy.
No.
No, I didn't take it. No, I'm good. All right. I didn't take it that way. We're good.
I think you're really funny, and everyone I talk to thinks you're funny too. Okay, Dave?
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Sorry,
thank
Christian.
You.
I'm sorry.
That whole those emails we got last week about you being a dud. Yeah, no, none of those are true. You're really funny.
I blew it, Dave. I'm sorry.
No, we're good.
Well, Dave, I'm looking forward to the future at Fig, and I'm looking forward to continuing to be a, what would I be considered? Just a sitter at the Fig Garden Campus?
Oh, you are not
a
sitter, Christian.
An attendee at the Fig Garden.
You are a mover and shaker, my friend.
There we go. But I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to this new season, and we hope that if we have any listeners out there, that you guys would check out Fig, check out to see what Dave's going to do over the next year or so. And Dave, what time are the Fig Garden services at?
Yeah, we're going 9 and 11 right now.
Love it. Sunday. Love it. Thanks for coming in, Dave. It's so cool to see what God's been placing on your heart and what God did in Shays and just how he's just moving the Fig Garden campus. So we appreciate you being here, Dave.
All right, guys, keep up the good work.
Will do.
Thanks Dave.
If it goes on just like this, being nothing left.
All right, we are back, and that was super fun with Dave Obwald.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you so much, Dave. And like we have said before, if you want to email in your top three jobs you wish you had when you were 16, please email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com, or you can share with us on Facebook at facebook.com/spoutcast.
Spoutcast.
Yeah, so facebook.com/spoutcast, and then our Twitter handle, it's called, is at the Spoutcast.
The Spoutcast.
Yeah. Also, if you want to find us on iTunes, just type in Spoutcast. But more importantly, we here at the Spoutcast love our church, the Well Community Church.
Yes, we do.
And so there's lots of things going on at the Well coming up in the future. So if you want to figure out things going on at the Well, maybe sign up for a life group, whatever that may be, visit the website at www.thewellcommunity.org. Yes, that's the website, in case you didn't know.
Yes. Oh, I know. I'm fully aware.
And we are also on the website. You can find us at the website. Yep. And you, the Spout is on there. There's a picture. It says the Spout. You can find us on there. You can download the Spout and Spoutcast and put it on your iPhone as well, or your yep. computer. Also, we've got baptisms coming up. There's a baptism ceremony coming up. And if you're thinking about getting baptized or interested in baptism, start thinking about that. Start praying about mm-hmm. that, because we're going to be unraveling that here at the Well. We're going to have some sign-ups on the website. Mm-hmm. But I think what's good is for you guys to just start thinking about that. Start praying about, is this something you want to do? If you don't know anything about baptism, it's basically a public commitment of your faith. Mm-hmm. Sarah, have you been baptized?
I have.
Yeah, I was baptized when I was in, I think, 7th grade, mm-hmm. and it was a really special moment, but it's not something I think you should do based on impulse or anything right. like that. I think it's something that you really need to say, okay, everybody at the Well, I want to share with everybody at the Well, but also friends and family, like, this is the faith that I've committed to, yeah. and I think it's really cool.
Yep.
Do you remember your baptism?
I do. I was yeah. in 9th grade.
It's like a really special moment, yeah. is it not?
Yep, it is.
Absolutely. Also, the last thing is that the Jonah series is kind of ending. Mm-hmm. And once again, you can send us your feedback from the Jonah series, but something that you need to know, kind of bringing it back to the website, is if you like this Jonah series or you want to share this Jonah series with someone in your family, it will be available eventually, on the website.
Oh.
So if you want to own this Jonah series, it will be available for purchase on the website.
Gotcha.
And do you remember the Song of Solomon series, Sarah?
I do.
The Song of Solomon series is also available for purchase as
Still,
well.
Yep.
So check out that as soon as it's up on the website. And the last thing I just wanted to say, because speaking of subscribing to iTunes for the Spoutcast, mm-hmm. Are you going to subscribe to the Spoutcast on iTunes?
You betcha I am.
You bet your...
I was going to say you bet your bottom dollar, but I totally did not want to say that. I aborted. So
it's all right.
Fear
well, now
sounding
you just
like
it.
A grandma. Because I did say tickled pink earlier.
And I think you did.
I did.
Yes.
I said it to you. And afterwards I thought, Sarah, you're not 95. Stop.
Sarah and I had a discussion, and we're closing, I promise. But we had a discussion about 2 or 3 weeks ago about how I was really mean to people like Sarah in junior high. Do
yeah.
you remember this discussion?
Yes. You so were the bully said, in elementary school.
If you would have said, like, you bet your bottom dollar, I would have looked at you and said, what'd you say?
Right. And as a 6th grader, it was very hard for me to handle. But as an adult, I can handle it, Christian.
Okay.
I'll good, punch you
good,
back.
Good. Last thing, just speaking of iTunes, if you missed the message, like I missed the message live this week, but I did listen to the message via audio, you can actually just type in on iTunes, you just type the feed sermon audio. And the feed essentially is the Wells podcast audio of the messages each week. So mm-hmm. while you're in the iTunes store subscribing to the Spoutcast, also head over to the Wells podcast and download that as well.
Yep. Great.
Well, thanks for joining us this week for the Spoutcast, and we look forward to being with you guys next week.
See ya.
See you later.
If it goes on just like this, my head will sink down. It goes on just like this, soon there'll be nothing left.